Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After a month, floodwaters are finally receding in northern Pakistan. However, foreign aid workers are now faced with the Taliban telling them to leave the country. Dave Davis of the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or team, says,
I think it's a real threat. It hasn't materialized yet in terms of an actual attack on aid workers. I think it's also an intimidation tactic to slow down the involvement of foreigners.
Already it's difficult for foreign relief to reach victims in the midst of the debris. So
pray that this threat that creates a very insecure situation is minimal.
Elsewhere, in Capetian, Haiti, Kids Alive International is still responding to earthquake orphans. Jeff Vandermolen says,
we've had 31 children up to the start of this year. But when the earthquake happened, we realized this was really a chance for Kids Alive and for the church to step into the great need of what was happening in Haiti.
Kids Alive has just provided new Christ-centered homes for 33 more orphans where they'll join a new family. Visit our website to sponsor a child. And a person born with club foot in the Western world is treated immediately. In areas like Niger, they're considered cursed and incurable and will face a life with no education, family, job, or a future. Cure International Hospitals and Clinics provide healing to thousands of these kids and their families each year, but so many more are in need. It costs us $250 to completely treat a child while also providing spiritual healing to the family. Your financial support is needed today. Call our resource line to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. To get your free copy, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or just go to our website. Click on the link there at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.